Good morning, everyone. The meeting of the Board of Firearms Permit Examiners for Thursday, December 12, 2024, is hereby called to order. I'm acting chair. We will now proceed with a brief opening statement telling you the procedures we'll be following today. So please listen up. I hope you can hear me in the back. If you can't, wave or something so you know what's going on. Okay, so for the record, in advance of hearing testimony, I'd like to explain the procedures we'll be following today. First, these are civil administrative proceedings, and they're being held in accordance with Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the General Statutes, this board is charged with the duty of hearing this case, acquiring and determining the facts de novo, meaning again, and determining whether those facts would be just and proper cause for revoking or denying a permit. It will occasionally happen that the facts and events, as the issuing authority believed them to be at the time of the denial or revocation, justified that denial. But additional facts or circumstances which come to light during these hearings convinces this board that in all fairness, justice would be served by ordering the permit issued or reinstated. But where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are discovered, the board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the general statutes, hearings of this board may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right to cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to anyone testifying. Please be advised that this board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for a full prosecution. Additionally, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings, and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. So accordingly, the board can subpoena testimony if necessary. Appellants and issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents that are introduced here as evidence can be excluded from the public. This is how we proceed. Both parties may be permitted to make brief opening statements, just a few sentences indicating the scope of the case and what they intend to show. First the issuing authority goes, then the appellant. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the applicant's application or permit. You may call witnesses to testify on your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness's testimony, the other party can cross-examine that witness. The board may also inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or to request testimony by additional witnesses if necessary. At the conclusion of all testimony, the issuing authority and then the appellant can make brief closing statements. The decision of the board is by a majority vote of those members present and voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of the evidence, and it lies with the issuing authority. Accordingly, all tie votes will go to the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified of the board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme as codified in Connecticut General Statutes Section 29-28D and pursuant to Superior Court rulings, in an abundance of caution, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants appearing here today. Toward that end, the board will refrain from addressing the appellants by name or noting the appellant's address, but instead will address each one simply by their title, appellant. If you're here today appealing, you are the appellant. The board hereby requests that all witnesses testifying here today will do likewise and refer to each appellant only by his or her title, appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court rulings, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regard to the matters subject to erasure pursuant to Connecticut General Statutes Section 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or the personal recollection of underlying events. Lastly, please turn off your cell phones or put your phones on vibrate. If you need to have a conversation, please go out in the hall and do that so as not to disturb these proceedings. Thank you. Okay, I will now do the roll call of the board. Dr. Conrad?
Present.
Mr. Gray?
Present.
Colonel Overturf?
Here, sir.
Colonel Lewis?
Present.
Chief Rosenzweig is absent. Ms. Johnson?
Here, sir.
Attorney Footner, and I'm here. We have a quorum that we can conduct business. I'll now call the roll of the appellants. Okay, so we'll go by the case number. Does everyone know what their case number is? Because we're not going to use your names. So if you don't know your case number, please come up here now and get your case number so we can proceed without having to stop and wait and who's here and who's not.
Lori normally gives the case numbers when they come in.
Okay, great. Okay. Case one is absent?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay, so case number 23-268. Is the issuing authority here?
Stanford, yes,
yep.
They're here.
Okay, is the appellant here?
He did not check in.
Case number 23-794. Issuing authority is here. Is the appellant here?
Yep.
Thank you, sir. Case number 23-314. Is the issuing authority and the appellant? Okay. Case number 523-095. Is the appellant here?
Did not check in.
Okay, case number 6 is off, all right.
Hannigan? No.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Case number 23-219. Is the issuing authority, is the appellant here?
Right.
Yes, okay. Case number 23-406. Is the issuing authority here?
405.
405.
It says 406.
Number 8.
Oh. Yep. Yeah, you're going. Yep. 406.
Check
that's right.
In.
Yep. It's number 7 on our agenda.
Okay, yeah, 406. Yeah, got it.
Did they check in?
He did not check in. I'm
okay.
Sorry. No.
Seymour Chief is here.
Yes.
Case number 23-405. Is the appellant here? Thank you. Case number 23-426. Issuing authority here?
Issuing authority, but I believe it was withdrawn.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Case number.
No, that's okay. He's working off his old one. He has moved on it.
Yep. Case number 23-368. Okay. Case number 23-526.
Issuing authority.
Is the appellant?
The appellant did not check in.
Case number, that 002 is off, right? Case number 23-527. Okay, thank you. And last case number 23-398. Okay, thank you. All right, so anyone, yes, sir.
I just wanted to check, somebody just walked in.
Yeah, was it which one?
Appellant.
The last one.
For 398, okay. All right, now anyone today, please give any testimony to the board. You know, if it's your appellant or if you're gonna talk, if you have a witness, you need to be under oath. So please stand and I'll administer the oath. Anyone testifying? Sir, are you going to be testifying today?
Sir,
anyone speaking to us needs to be testifying. Okay. Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the testimony you shall give here today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or under penalties of perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Please be seated.
Mr. Chair, your appellant number 2 showed
number
up.
Number 2 is here.
Oh, okay.
Sorry,
okay.
268 is the 23-268
okay.
Is here.
Okay.
Okay.
All
right.
No, he's using the old.
Oh, 23-002.
Yep.
You didn't
sorry.
Call
yeah,
call,
call 23.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yep.
Here?
Here.
I don't
he
know.
Did not show up.
No show.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So I'm just wondering if I want to get
Okay.
All right, okay. Now, I...
He has not come yet, but we can give him a look.
Now, what I'm about to say affects a fair number of you out there today, so please listen up. Under the Connecticut laws, and whether they're statutes, regulations, or Supreme Court cases, there are certain powers that this board has and the powers that the board doesn't have. If there are certain things on your record, like a felony conviction or an outstanding risk warrant or other factors, there's a whole list of things that automatically disqualifies this board from granting your appeal. So we have a number of cases today where when you come up here to talk, all I'll be saying is, well, you know, we really don't have the authority to grant your application because, and I'll explain the circumstances. So I just want you to know there's a number of those type of cases coming up. Also, you need to be a resident of the town currently where you applied for your pistol permit. So if you've moved and you don't live in the town where you applied your pistol permit, again, we can't grant your permit. Just want you to know all this ahead of time, okay? All right, I guess we're off and running, okay? Case